I think that's the unfortunate reality, that without support, these groups wouldn't be able to take the actions that they take. Now, just 2 years ago on the Stephen Nolan Show, they done a poll, and 57% of 3,500 people actually said that in certain circumstances, punishment attacks are acceptable.
And are you suggesting here that the PSNI are not doing their job?
Well, I think it's very, very obvious that, you know, we don't have a normal policing service in the six counties, and they are failing working class people. I believe working class people in these areas have been left behind. You know, what was promised in the peace process, it hasn't materialised. We have high unemployment, it's rising. We have, a rising suicide rate. We have a drugs epidemic. And in the absence of a proper police force, there will be people in our community who will turn to armed groups for some sort of swift justice.
Now, on Tuesday night in Derry, there was a spate of hijackings, robberies, threats to kill, brandishing of weapons such as swords, machetes, possession of firearms. But there was three men subsequently charged, and they've appeared in court. If the PSNI weren't doing their job, then this wouldn't have happened.
Well, you know, what with the individuals you're dealing with, they're notorious. And the PSNI have in this city a revolving door regarding Bishop Street Courthouse, where criminals seem to be walking in and walking straight back out the door.
But the people carrying out the shootings are hardly law-abiding citizens.
No, I'm not saying that they are, but what I am saying is that, you know, that there is significant support for this, whether people would admit it or not.